We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A couple of baseball things. We'll get back to your calls. One last thing about the Mets, and we have to bring this up because how can we not? This was the lead, and I don't know how we bury the lead. Last night, the Mets announced that he's coming home. This is more emotional than Melo. Dilson Herrera.
What?
Is back.
In the Mets system?
That's right. How about
How'd
that?
How'd they get him?
Because he turned out to not be any good.
Okay, but
and
what?
The Reds got rid of him.
They traded him to the Mets?
No, they literally, I think they released him or they non-tendered him, if I'm not mistaken.
Dilson Herrera.
Dilson Herrera last year with Cincinnati played 53 games. He hit 184 with 5 home runs and 11 RBIs. He is still only 24 years old, but he was the guy, and I admit it, I did not like the fact that they used him as a chip in the Bruce trade, but what I really didn't like is I was under the impression that part of why they let Daniel Murphy go is that they love Dilson Herrera.
Right.
Dilson Herrera has turned out to be nothing.
Well.
He's now back. But he is still only 25, so you never know. Maybe they'll he'll hit one out of the park.
Don't count on it.
I'm not counting on it. But I think it could be the end of Wilmer Flores then, because Herrera could be that backup middle infielder if he makes this team.
He's not as good as Wilmer Flores.
Well, not at the major league level. He isn't. He's done nothing at the major league level.
Right.
I think he had a couple of home runs for the Mets in 14 and 15. That was pretty much it.
Right.
Now, here are the Yankee things. John Heyman, our very own, reporting that the Yankees are
lost again last night, may I add.
So what's his record?
It's not pretty.
Good.
Kind of like the Jets. Anyway, go ahead.
John Heyman reported last night that the Yankees are amongst the teams interested in JT Realmuto.
Saw that. I did see that.
Much to the chagrin of Ernie, because there's nothing creative here. It's not like they're going to bring in Realmuto and have two catchers. No, no. Gary would go back to Miami.
Right, right.
And according to Heyman, the Marlins want Gary plus. It's not like some straight-up swap. They want Sanchez plus more prospects in a deal for JT Realmuto. Ernie is beside himself. If the Yankees ever made this trade, I don't think they will, but if they ever made this trade, what are you going to do? You're going to riot.
Signing Manny would not make up for this. This would kill me.
This would kill you. This is your guy.
This is my DeGrom, yeah.
This is your DeGrom.
Yes.
I get that.
I guess so.
He's the best catcher in baseball. I mean, I may be biased, but that's my opinion. He can hit for this guy could hit 50 home runs and has a cannon for an arm. I don't see how anybody's better than this guy.
JT Realmuto was a better player last year.
Last year, yes.
Okay.
But I mean, that's 1 year.
Joe, let me ask you a question. Would you agree, Ernie, Joe is unbiased in this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm giving you a choice. The Mets are getting one of them. Which one do you want?
It's tough. I like both of them. I think it's pretty close. I would say this. I'm gonna be on a fence here. I'm gonna say I certainly would take either one of them. I think if you get Gary Sanchez out of the Yankees, I think he's going to really take off. That's my feeling. I think part of what's is holding him down is that he's, you know, the situation in the Bronx and you know, how he's viewed by a lot of Yankee fans and how they, you know, have continually killed him, and rightfully so, by not being able to catch the ball and all that. So I think if you got him out of the Bronx, he's going to really take off. Realmuto is a tremendous player. So if I'm a Met fan, I'll be more than happy to take either
one. Well, yeah. I mean, sure.
More than happy. I don't think it's a crazy trade for the Yankees. I don't think it's nuts.
I think it is if you're trading multiple players.
Well,
I think it's nuts.
If it's one for one, I would do it.
Well, I think one for one is it's a fair debate to debate.
Right,
age-wise, they're very similar. Gary's a year younger.
That's right.
Okay, but basically the same.
2 years younger.
Is he?
Okay.
Gary Sanchez is 25. He's about to turn 26. JT's
27.
Okay. Gary's 26 in a day. Like, literally, his birthday is in 2 days.
Is that right?
So he's 26. So how old is Realmuto?
Realmuto's 27. He's going to be 28.
In when?
1 second.
We're talking in
3 months.
So he's 2 years older, though.
Yeah, he is two.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, fair game. So 2 year difference. Controllability, I think, is somewhat similar, right? They're free agent years. Gary's a free agent in 2023. I think Realmuto maybe a year earlier. So from that standpoint, Gary has the edge. He's younger, more controllable.
Right.
Gary, and this is not even a question, has a bigger upside offensively.
Yeah,
we can't even debate that.
I will say that. Yeah.
JT's a free agent 2021.
Say that one more time.
JT's a free agent 2021.
That's 2 year difference. I guess, 2 years in age, 2 years in controllability. That is a significant difference. Gary's got the higher end. The guy could hit 45 home runs.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Okay? I think Realmuto is probably the safer choice right now because of the fact that Gary was so bad last year. Offensively, I haven't even gotten to the defense.
No, he had a bad year. Now, he was hurt. He had a lot of injuries, too, last year.
So. He did, but he had 186.
Yeah, no, I know.
He didn't have a good year.
No.
So I think there is that uncertainty of, okay, well, what is he now? He had that great offensive year the 2 years prior to that. What is he? I think Realmuto is on the incline. Last year was his best offensive year. Okay, defensively, they both throw out base runners. They're both well above the league average. Gary is better, though. Gary has thrown out a higher percentage of base runners than JT Realmuto has. But, and Ernie, you've got to admit this, Gary had some problems catching the ball last year.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm
going to admit JT Realmuto did not.
I can't deny it. But, I mean, Joe, you say that you think Gary better leaving the Bronx, which I don't agree with, but then you bring JT Realmuto into the Bronx out of Miami obscurity.
I understand. But you know what? Here's one thing about Realmuto. You know, you got to look at the defensive aspect of it with Realmuto because he really, to me, if they make this trade, they're doing it more because of defense than offense. That's my feeling.
Yeah, I get that. I just think Gary's so much better than him offensively. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Here's where I think we should all agree. If it's straight up, that's a different debate. If the Marlins are insisting on a package along with Gary,
right.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Why am I doing that?
Well, that's probably not going to happen. That's probably why it's even being dangled there, because they feel, okay, look, if you want to give us Sanchez end, we'll do it.
Right. And I think in Ernie's case, even if it was straight up, you'd be beside yourself.
Beside myself.
It's also your
JT's
guy.
JT's very good. I just...
Would I take Sanchez on the Mets? Of course.
But he's not my guy, JT, though. And that's part of you guys don't want to trade no one to Grom. I don't want to trade Gary. Right, Gary's my guy.
Right. You know,
and I think he's better.
All right. I'm not knocking you.
You know what it's similar to?
I'm not knocking you at all.
It's similar to give a Met comparison, taking Noah Syndergaard and trading him for, I don't want to say Aaron Nola because he had a Cy Young year, but a guy on that level, someone similar to Noah in age.
Younger dude. Right?
Yeah, but they're the same. They play the same position, and there's that concern, well, Noah will go there and basically be better. Like, that would be the concern we would have about a deal like that.
Well, I got one for you. When Jeter was coming up, everyone would say, Nomar's better, A-Rod's better, Miguel Tejada's better.
Right.
Like, that's fine, but Jeter's my guy. I'm not trading for any of those guys. They may be better off. Statistically, I'm keeping Jeter. And I think Gary Sanchez is better than him, but because he's my guy, I'm not dealing for a catcher.
And you know what else on your side? Gary's coming off the worst year ever. I would never trade a guy off their worst year ever. Why would I do that?
Yeah. No. I understand. I'm not saying they should trade Sanchez. I'm just saying that, you know, if it's straight up, it's something you probably have to think about.
Yeah, the other thing is Patrick Corbin. Corbin obviously came in. He met with the Phillies. He met with the Yankees. I think him and his wife had dinner in New York City. Listen, Patrick Corbin's a Yankee fan. Patrick Corbin clearly wants to be on the East Coast. This is now going to come down to one thing. How much money in years do the Yankees have to give him for him to say, I'm in? Because it's obvious he wants to be a Yankee. A story came out the other day. His brother gave him a Yankee hat at his wedding. What was the story? Was that the story or something?
The brother did a speech, and then at the end of it, he put a Yankee hat on, said something like, hopefully you'll be coming back home soon, and everybody got up and applauded.
But here's the thing Cashman has to be careful about. You can't be arrogant about it. Obviously, the guy wants to be a Yankee, but everybody's got a price.
Yep.
If the Philadelphia Phillies just keep offering him money, at some point he may say, well, you know what? Yeah, I grew up as a Yankee fan.
Philly's not that far away.
Only 90 miles.
Right.
It's only 90 miles. I'm good.
Right.
So I think that's the thing Cashman has to be careful about. He's got to get what he wants, at least close enough to what he wants for him to sign the deal. Ultimately, it probably happens.
I just ask you one more thing about JT Realmuto before we go on. The most important thing, what's his hustle rate? We have to make sure he hustles before we trade for him. Otherwise, he's worthless.
Hustle rate. Is that a new stat?
It's coming. I'm going to make it.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Oh, boy. By the way, think of Met fans with Robbie Cano. We will turn on him very quickly.
Well, he's got to hit big time.
Well, more important than hustle. I don't even mean that. I mean we will turn on him if he doesn't hit.
Yeah, of course. Bro, Carlos Baerga, Robbie Alomar. I mean, that's the thing you got to consider.
What if Edwin Diaz has a zero ERA and hasn't blown a save yet? Will that make it easier to deal with?
I don't know. Are we winning games? That's Are we hitting?
Key. All right, now here's
Is Jake losing 2-1 every game again?
That's going to be the key. All right, one last thing. This is from Ken Rosenthal on MLB Network. He expects that the next move the Mets make will be to trade Noah Syndergaard.
Oh, God.
But I got to give you the full thing on this.
Let me hear this.
Specifically, Rosenthal said the Mets are trying to get major leaguers back if they can, or minor leaguers back, but the minor leaguers they would flip for major league help. So clearly the eye on dealing Noah is about adding major leaguers.
So it looks like they're hell-bent on trading him. That's what it sounds like.
It sounds that way, which leads me to the thing I said to you 2 hours ago. What does he know?
Yeah,
I don't get it. Come on, you got to admit something's up here.
It's got to be something. I mean, I don't know. Is he a bad guy? Does he have some hidden stuff we don't know what he's doing? I mean, is that what it comes down to?
I don't have an answer of what it is. But this is the thing. When you hire an agent to be the general manager, I was for and you were for.
No, yeah.
These questions come about.
I just don't like that they're like, they just sound like they're hell-bent on trading them. Like, we're going to trade them, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And I think the odds are about 97% that if him, I don't mean trading him. I mean, there's a 97% shot that if they trade him, we will hate the trade.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt we're going to hate it. I don't think there's any doubt. And the fan base is going to go nuts.
Yes.
But they don't care. They've never cared about the fan base.
Well, look, it's not. This is about Brody being creative and trying different things. And with that creativity, are going to be things
but
we hate.
But you know what? The owner could always say no.
I don't want that. Well, no, I don't want that.
To the Syndergaard trade?
Yeah. You want Jeff Wilpon getting, see, this is the problem. Hire a GM and let him be the GM. I disagree with that. I don't want to trade Noah. But now you want Jeff coming down making decisions?
I don't want him making decisions, but I don't know if I want to trade Syndergaard. I don't.
I don't want to trade Syndergaard. I agree. I don't want Jeff coming in, though.
Got a bad feeling if they trade him, it's going to be a major mistake.
Yeah, but that's
I just think that.
I agree with you. Hold on. I agree with you. We got to get back to that, though. I don't want Jeff Wilpon getting involved in anything.
No, I understand.
Like, when you hire a GM, you have to accept that that's
understand.
The GM.
And if
he fails, he's gone. But I don't want Jeff Wilpon being the guy to step in. That I disagree with. That doesn't mean I want to trade Noah.
It just seems like they can't wait to trade this guy. I don't like it. I just don't. I don't like it.
That's why I wonder what he knows.
Yeah, well.
He is his agent.
Maybe you're right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.